Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 14. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?" But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Many are invited, but few are chosen. That's Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 14.
Jesus shares this parable about a king throwing a party, the most extravagant wedding celebration you can possibly imagine. He's invited a whole bunch of people to join in on the festivities and celebrate with him. The excitement is in the air and everyone is eager to be a part of this grand event. But here's where things take an unexpected turn. As the king is making his way through the crowd, he notices someone who is not wearing the appropriate wedding garment. You can almost see the confusion on the king's face as he approaches this person and asks them how they managed to get in without the proper attire. Now, what can we learn from this story? Well, it's clear that the king is looking for people who are willing to take this celebration seriously and show respect by wearing the right clothes. It's not just about showing up, it's about showing up with the right mindset and attitude. The king wants his guests to fully embrace the significance of this occasion. Now let's bring this story back to our own lives. You see, just like the king in the story, God, our Heavenly Father, extends an invitation to each and every one of us to join in on his kingdom. But here's the thing, not everyone accepts the invitation. Some people outright refuse, while others accept but don't really take it seriously. You see, accepting God's invitation requires more than just saying yes. It requires a genuine understanding of what it means to be a part of his kingdom. It means recognizing our own sinfulness and humbling ourselves before God. It means sincerely apologizing for the things we've done wrong and being truly repentant. So let's take a moment to have a heart-to-heart with God. Let's approach him with humility and remorse, fully aware of our imperfections. It's about acknowledging our own sinfulness and genuinely striving to turn away from it. When we do that, when we truly repent and seek to change, we open ourselves up to experiencing the fullness of God's kingdom. You see, God's invitation is not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be shrugged off or ignored. It's an incredible opportunity to be a part of something truly amazing. So let's not waste it. Let's embrace God's invitation with gratitude and reverence. Remember, many are invited, but only a few are chosen. Let's strive to be among those few who respond wholeheartedly to God's invitation. Let's be ready to enter into his kingdom and partake in the joyous celebration that awaits us. So, as we go about our daily lives, let's remember the importance of taking God's invitation seriously. Let's strive to live with the right mindset and attitude, always grateful for the incredible gift of salvation that God has offered us. Let's be the ones who fully embrace the invitation and experience the true joy of being a part of God's kingdom. And with that, my friends, let's go forth and live our lives with gratitude for God's invitation, knowing that we are chosen to be a part of something extraordinary.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the story of the king's wedding feast, we are reminded of your gracious invitation to join your kingdom. We confess that at times we may not have taken this invitation as seriously as we should have. Forgive us for any lack of reverence or understanding. Help us, Lord, to approach your invitation with humility and sincerity. Open our hearts to recognize our own sinfulness and to genuinely repent before you. May we understand the significance of being part of your kingdom and strive to live in accordance with your will. Thank you, Lord, for your unfailing love and grace. Thank you for inviting us to share in the joyous celebration of your kingdom. May we always cherish this invitation and respond to it with gratitude and reverence. Guide us, O Lord, as we seek to live as faithful servants in your kingdom. May our lives reflect your love and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, as we part ways for now, let's carry with us the blessings of peace, joy, and grace. May we share the light of kindness wherever we go, and may our paths be guided by wisdom and love. Until we meet again, may God's presence be felt in every moment, filling our hearts with hope and our souls with strength. Goodbye, all. Thank you, and may God's abundant blessings be with you always.